As the number of new COVID infections eases in the United States, a country that's seen some of the worst of this pandemic, there are other countries now preparing for the worst. We've been talking a lot about India this week, which has clearly lost control of the second wave of the virus. But there are other nations too, where cases are on the rise. Isabel Rowe has been taking a look. Hi, Isabel.
Hello again, Fran. Yes, at its peak, the US had a seven-day moving average of about 250,000 new cases a day. That was in January this year, according to data collated by the Johns Hopkins University. And in the last few months, India has flown right past that with a seven-day average of more than 330,000 new cases a day and rising, although it is still a way off reaching the US's 32 million recorded cases of COVID. And while that is way worse than any other country in the world at the moment, there are a handful of countries where cases are rising. The first is Germany, which had a small first wave in April last year, then a much bigger second wave between October and February this year, where at the height they were experiencing almost 40,000 new cases a day on average. But now cases are at a point where they could top that again. Dr. Nikolai Savaskan heads a health department in an area of Berlin, and he spoke to Deutsche Welle.
Well, yeah, the 7 day incidence is growing to above 120 per 1,000 in Berlin. And here, especially in the district of Neukölln, we have actually a 7 day incidence of over 180. The ICU situation in this district here is that we have 21 beds and they are pretty much busy.
That was recorded a week before the German government brought in sweeping new laws that would tell districts what they had to do to curb coronavirus and when they had to lock down. What Dr. Savaskan is talking about there, the incidence rate or the rate of people getting COVID, is what Germany is now using to determine what areas to lock down. The laws are contentious and have sparked more anti-lockdown protests because they override each district's jurisdiction to govern its own people, like we've been doing in Australia. Reporter for Deutsche Welle, Michaela Kufner, explains.
There was a lot of credibility lost when state premiers didn't stick to what they said and kept carving out exceptions for their own states. That has created a lot of confusion. That has cost everybody a lot of public trust who works in public policy. And a majority of Germans is actually for a tougher lockdown. And if you ask people on the street, they certainly want to know which rules apply wherever they go, and not on a 100-kilometre drive have three different sets of regulations apply.
Across the Atlantic, there are also growing outbreaks in several South American countries. Argentina's new case numbers have soared past its previous two peaks to a seven-day rolling average of 25,000 new infections a day, and it's setting daily records for the number of deaths, and on Friday it was 557 people who died in one day. Already more than 67,000 Argentinians have died during the pandemic. In Buenos Aires, where things are the worst, the Argentinian Health Minister, Carla Vizzotti, says the focus is getting more bed capacity.
This is the riskiest time since the beginning of the pandemic, because even though we have a stronger health system, even though we have health workers who are vaccinated, we also have an increase in the number of cases which threaten to overwhelm the health sector, and we have concerning strains circulating which raise the risk of infection and death.
That was translated by Deutsche Welle. Just over half of Argentine adults over 60 have been inoculated with at least one shot out of a total of 7.3 million. The country was actually one of the first in Latin America to start the vaccinations. They got their hands on the vaccines first through the COVAX facility, but because of the delays in the arrival of doses, it's now way behind some other South American countries. They've closed restaurants, cafes and bars to try and deal with this for a couple of weeks. They've implemented a stay-at-home order in Buenos Aires, but only at night between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. During the day, people can still move around to work as they wish. And finally, in Colombia, in South America, it's been on a really wild COVID ride, actually. It had a massive peak of more than 20,000 new cases a day on average in January, brought it way down to a few thousand a day in March. And in a month, it's already on track to reach a new peak worse than the second one. Colombia had a six-month lockdown last year, which crippled the economy and no doubt people's spirits. but it just hasn't been effective enough, particularly to prevent deaths. There have been 70,000 in that country. And since healthcare authorities kicked off the vaccination drive in Colombia in February, more than 1.2 million people have been fully vaccinated, but Colombia's population is 50 million, Fran.
Yeah. Isabel, thank you very much.
You're welcome.